Ceremony and policy at the 22nd annual State of the Tribes address at the state capitol this week. The address was marked as a chance to hear about accomplishments and challenges of tribal nations and encourage collaboration with the state. Here and Now and ICT reporter Erica Aisi was there.
Good morning, everyone. I share with you my Anishinaabe name, woman who leaves tracks where she walks.
Chairwoman Nicole Boyd of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians highlighted achievements and challenges of the state's 11 federally recognized Native American tribes, focusing on tribal sovereignty and government-to-government partnerships.
We are not here simply to take. Our ancestors knew this. They fought for this, and they left us the teachings of reciprocity.
Boyd asked to work together with the state in preserving water rights on tribal lands, referencing concerns about the Enbridge oil pipeline through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation.
Why is it wrong to expect that the feasibility of projects of this magnitude be ecologically sound and ensure the water will be protected?
She also asked for more tribal input with the proposed bill to change the name of the Apostle Islands National Lake Shore to National Park, which is close to the Red Cliff Reservation.
Were we wrong to request that there be meaningful due diligence as part of the decision-making promise?
Relating to Governor Tony Evers' recent treaty rights and the Protection of Wild Rice executive order, Boyd asked that Manomin, or the wild rice, be elevated to the state official grain.
Wild rice has seen a significant decline over the last many years, and promoting it will allow us a platform to continue our efforts to restore and protect this vitally important resource.
On economic development, Boyd touted positive gains, noting the collaboration with the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay with Oneida Nation.
This event brought in an astronomical $105 million to the state of Wisconsin.
She asked for legislation for online sports betting wagered through Wisconsin's tribes to be approved.
The state will see increased revenue through the state gaming compacts, and consumers will have the legal protection needed to ensure they receive fair play.
In healthcare, Boyd mentioned an increase in wellness and treatment centers on reservations and that drug overdose deaths are down. But to assist in opioid recovery and chronic pain, calls for bipartisan support for medical marijuana in the state.
For centuries, Indigenous people have used this plant medicine for various medical and ceremonial purposes.
Boyd also says the state task force to address missing and murdered Indigenous women and relatives needs improved policies that includes helping survivors heal.
We must invest the resources needed to prevent violent crimes against women and children.
As to education, Boyd would like to see the UW-Madison Tribal Tuition Program expanded.
Including the College of Menominee Nation and Lakota Ojibwe University would also provide tribal members an opportunity to attend college close to home that strongly supports their identities.
Sage and Lily Quayle of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians says Boyd's call to make rice the official state grain has deeper cultural connections as a living relative for the tribal community.
To be able to rely on that relative as not only, you know, medicine that connects us to place and space, but also, you know, connects us to ancestry and tradition is really beautiful.
Paul Smith of the Oneida Nation says Boyd's message to protect waterways on and around tribal lands could bring more visitors to northern Wisconsin.
The national shoreline that she wants to protect with the Frog Bay National Park, with protections on Lake Superior and the protections around the waters through Bad River. It's all those things are connected to tourism.
Brian Wilson Jr., also of the Oneida Nation, says Boyd's message on tribal economic contributions to the state resonates with his 100% indigenous-owned small business.
And we're adding to our employees and with health benefits and retirement programs.
Boyd closed the State of the Tribes address with a message of resiliency for Wisconsin's tribal members and partnership among state and tribal leaders.
This is the place our ancestors fought for and are buried within. And we will continue to exercise our treaty rights in perpetuity.
In Madison, I'm Erica Aisi for Here and Now and ICT.